The Surrender of Miss Fairbairn by Madeline Hunter. Narrated by Alison Larkin. Copyright 2012 by Madeline Hunter. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. May 1798. The final sale at Fairbairn's auction house proved to be a sad affair, and not only because the proprietor had recently fallen to his death while strolling along a cliff walk in Kent. It was also, from the viewpoint of collectors, comprised of very minor works, and hardly worthy of the reputation for selectivity that Maurice Fairbairn had built for his establishment. Society came anyway, some of them out of sympathy and respect, some to distract themselves from the relentless worry about the expected French invasion for which the whole country had braced. A few flew in like crows, attracted to the carcass of what had once been a great business, hoping to peck a few morsels from the body now that Maurice did not stand guard. The latter could be seen peering very closely at the paintings and prints, looking for the gem that had escaped the less experienced eyes of the staff. A bargain could be had if a work of art were incorrectly described to the seller's detriment. The victory would be all the more sweet, because such oversights normally went the other way, with amazing consistency. Darius Alfreton, Earl of Southwaite, peered closely, too. Although a collector, he was not hoping to steal a carving.